Yeah, I'd love to talk about Leadership Buffalo. It's my passion. I love this. I love this job. I think, you know, speaking of the women's side of things, I think what we're running right now, as a matter of fact, is a women's leadership series. So it's a four-part series that women are working with. We have hired facilitators to talk about work-life balance and Me Too movement and, you know, finding your tribe and different things like that. So we always try to make sure that we're providing that type of information to our constituents. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're taking our classes that we have, and we have five different programs, but our two main classes that we have, we're finding more females are in these classes. More applications are coming from females. And I will say with the our Rising Leader program, which is our up-and-coming 25 to 35-year-old typically, these folks work very well together, male and female. There's really no, the males are more important than the females. So I have great hope for this generation that that's not their norm. Their norm is they all work together, they listen to each other. I find the women in the classes are really taking the lead. They're the ones that step up. They're the ones that actually keep things moving forward. So, and the men are okay with that. They're not trying to push them out of the way. So I do mm-hmm. see that this generation coming up. But in all the work we do, we really level the playing field and make sure everybody checks their ego at the door. And who you know, it's all about the community and how can we make Buffalo better.
Are you seeing cultural differences? Because Buffalo is such a diverse area.
Yes. And our values at Leadership Buffalo are service, diversity, inclusion, and openness to change. Yeah. And we always want to make sure that we're showing people all sides of our community. Many people live in their bubbles, which I moved to the city from Amherst 3 years ago, so I was in my bubble too, probably. And, you know, whether you live in the east side of Buffalo or you live in Clarence, we live where we live, and that's the circle of people that we have. And I think it's important for us to understand all sides of our community. We have a youth program, which is high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And these kids get a chance to, they come from private, public, charter, city, suburban, rural. They get a chance to meet kids that they probably would never have an opportunity to meet, build community service projects with them, professional development, get a really in-depth look at our community. And they see that, oh, wow, you're really nice. So I think, you know, our hope is that we can continue to break down biases and stereotypes and make people look at each other as people, not the color of your skin or the religion you are or your sexual preference. Just look at people for who they are as a person.
Or your gender.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Let's get,
mm-hmm.
get
So, yeah, get we keep folks. Talking. Yeah. We should probably start a youth, a middle school program. But I say that to my staff, and they're looking at me like, what army? We have six people. We're already
Well, it is amazing, you know, how much you guys do.
And they're all ladies, sorry. Except for the dog. We have an office dog, and he's a man.